28. Leamington. Now, you say, John, that you were born in the Leamington area. And then grew up here? Went to school here?
Yes, I was born in 1946. My dad was a manager of Point to the Orchards at the time. He was there for 14 years. Then 1946, that is the year I was born, he bought this 50-acre farm. And he moved here in 1950. He sharecropped it for 4 years there. And then since that time, we farmed 50 acres here.
That's all you have, just 50 acres?
Well, right now we rent federal land, but that's all we own right now, yeah.
You own 50, how much do you rent?
And we rent 200 acres.
Okay. Are you in it by yourself?
No, I'm in it right now with my brother Vern. We first got started, we were mixed farmers. We had everything from grapes to asparagus to onions to tomatoes to cabbage, you name it. We started to specialize after a while, and right now we're just in tomatoes. We're in greenhouses with flowers, and then we do custom spraying work for the H.J. Heinz company, like applying fungicides, insecticides on their contracted acreage. In this area here.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's basically what we do right now. Yeah.
Okay, so flowers and tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
and then the Heinz.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What size of operation do you have here? How many people do you employ?
Well,
let's say on a full-time basis.
On a full-time basis, let's see, right now at this time of year, we probably have we have about 30 people on staff.
I see.
During the harvest, that can jump up to 60.
Mm-hmm.
So in that range.
And in winter, it's less?
In winter, yes, it would drop down to 20, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get an idea of what you're doing.
Right.
All right. Your background is general contracting?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My.
And you've been at CNBC, you mentioned before.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I was at 4 years. So
you're a graduate of CNBC?
Right. Right. Parents born in Russia. Granddaddy was a teacher in Schreinfeld, apparently, they told me.
Oh.
Both mother and father came across in 1924.
Okay.
My dad first went to Saskatchewan for a few years as a young teenager with his parents. Crop froze up there 3 years in a row, so he decided to pack it in and come south a little bit. And my mother's family came straight to Waterloo. From there to Vineland, and from there to Leamington. Her parents died when they were still teenagers, so they were actually orphans, you might say, for a while.
Mm-hmm. Let's zero in on the area of interest here. Hispanics who come from Mexico. What was your first contact with them? When did you become aware that they were around?
I think I first became aware of them in the years 1965, the year I was 13. That was my first contact. I was a teenager, and my father hired a man by the name of Ben Dick, he and his wife. That was the first contact I think I had with them.
At what point did you guys take over the farm from father?
Well, we operated it jointly until father, he was a partner until he had a stroke in 1974. So it was a partnership at that point between father, my older brother, and I was a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Ben Dick very well because I worked quite a bit with him in the greenhouses. And
they were just directly in from Mexico?
Directly in from British Honduras. He had He had moved from Mexico to British Honduras, to Canada, and then back to Mexico all in 1 year, I remember, Ben had. And for 6 of those months he was with us. Oh. Yeah.
So he left and went back to Mexico, right?
Yes. Yes, he didn't move. Yeah. Okay. He's now in Bolivia here.
Oh, nice.
Yes, he's now in Bolivia.
Okay, and so then from then on, each year, the farm has been hiring.
Yes, since that time, it's, you know, I would safely say that we've had Mennonites from Mexico on our staff every year.
Every year.
Pretty well.
Yeah. How many of them generally do you hire?
Right now, I would say we have 15 on staff.
So half of them are people
right
working
now.
For your.
Yes.
They come in then. Do they find out about the work here somehow? Do they ever tell you how they find that? How they hear about it?
No. They'll come driving up and knock on the door and say, "Do you need any more pickers, or do you have a job in the greenhouse?" You know, I think they move around, they ask each other, they find out who has tomato fields, and they come and ask, yeah. This has been our experience so far.
So it's usually word of mouth that they get from their friends?
Oh, yes.
Somehow on it.
Yeah.
Now, so since you've been taking, or been in the farm then too, has it increased the number of people you've been using like that, or? Let's put it like that. Have you over the years added more to your staff, or has it been getting less?
I don't know. I don't think I can see a pattern there. It sometimes it increases, sometimes it doesn't. I would say right now we probably have more on staff than we've ever had.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Simply because you need the workers and.
Yeah, like we started a new program this winter in the greenhouses. We got a contract with AMP for chrysanthemums, and it's very intensive. We have a lot of people, ladies, just spreading flowers and so on, and quite a few, you know, old colony people came around looking for work, and we just happened to have one for them, and there they were.
Okay.
So I think this is probably why at this point we probably have more than we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Now. What's going to happen, and I've talked to several of them already, when tomato season comes, that's always first in their mind. Now, some of the men have come to me and said, you know, John, tomato season is starting. You know, we want our kids to pick too. Can I go with my children now and pick for a month? Two men have come already and asked that. You know, it's we're a little slack right now, so it won't bother us too much. But that is, for them, the big money maker is to pick tomatoes. Especially if they have a larger family, you know, that's when they
all go at it.
If they all go at it as a family unit, then and you know, and make money for the money.
Do you have other the other people who you're employing? Are they of any other notable ethnic group as well, or are they just general people in the area here?
Well, yes.
Like, do you have Italians, or do you have Portuguese, or do you have Caribbeans, or something?
Well, we have quite a number of local people. A local from around Leamington.
They're not necessarily of a certain ethnic.
No, we have everything from Hungarian to Italian, from whatever.
Okay.
We will have eight Mexican nationals coming in this year.
Oh.
We've had some come in every year now for the last since 1975. We've always had a few come in, and this year we're having eight.
Is that Canada Farm Labor Pool something?
Yes, it's through the Canadian government. It's a program we have with the Mexican government.
Migrant workers.
Yes, and but other than that, I would say no. I think the only outstanding ethnic group are the old colony Mennonites. Yes.
Because in the Omer area, there's a move to get Caribbean people.
Yes, that's part of the same program.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here you get the Mexican nationals.
Yes, we do.
Do you know of other farmers? Do they use the Mexican nationals too?
Yes.
And then also Old Colony?
Yes.
But otherwise, not really anybody else to speak of in terms of ethnic groups?
quite a few French Canadian families come down from New Brunswick, from Quebec to Vic. but the trend in this area is away from hand picked tomatoes toward mechanical harvesting. I think I've seen this year, at least the desire on the part of farmers to go mechanical is increasing. They want to go that way more and more.
So that means no more work for the boys.
In time, that's right. Well, no more work. There still is, you know, on a machine you need between 4 and 10 people depending upon what stage the crop is at. Not to pick that by hand, you know, you might need double that or even triple that, you know. So certainly you cut way back on the labor force.
Yeah.
It's simply a matter of economics.
Yeah.
You know.
You foresee yourself going in that direction too?
Well, we were the first ones who had a machine and in this area. We've kept 1/3 of our contract handpicked over the years. But we might go all the way machine too.
Matter of economics.
Yeah.
Okay. What has your experience been in terms of, you mentioned finances a little bit. Yeah, family can generally earn what they need for their livelihood on the tomato crop, is that what you're saying? Or,
no.
Or
no.
They can simply make a good deal of money there.
Yes, they can they can make a good chunk of money. And I think for many of the families, that certainly would, you know, get them through 1 year. What is happening, though, more and more, many of the men, especially those who had some experience, let's say, in welding or machine work, they're getting jobs in Windsor at heavy manufacturing places. Harrow has a place where they build lift trucks, Langdon Welding. So very often what's happened, the man gets a full-time job, very often quite a high-paying job per hour, and the wives and the children will do the harvest. You know, so they sort of have a team approach there. And when they have this, these families are doing quite well. They're buying their own homes. Some have bought their own land. But very often, these are the ones who have been here for a few years, you know, who are getting settled down. The ones who, let's say, just recently come, they have a hard struggle of it. You know, the man will get a job, let's say, someplace on a farm. He'll probably get a year-round job. And then the children, too. But the first year is a struggle. It's a struggle for them. Sure.